The latest from the York Mix newsroom by Clifford's Tower now. I'm Chris Titley. A bold vision showing how trams could return to York and transform people's lives has been revealed today. Created by community interest company Forwards York, Forwards Yorkshire, the project envisages a York electric tram train network with three lines that could slash travel times across the city. It would see tram stations built at York Hospital and the LNER Community Stadium, among others. The people behind the vision say the network could build on existing infrastructure and use the latest technology to reduce the cost and construction timetable. And they say the plan would also improve rail and bus services and create new walking, wheeling and cycle routes. They are hoping the region's mayor will incorporate the scheme into the new local transport plan. You can now see images and a video of the proposal on our website. Still with transport, and planters have now been put in place blocking the new cycleways at York Station. It comes after York Cycle Campaign raised concerns that the routes were finished but hadn't been opened. City of York Council says this is a temporary arrangement while a new substation is being connected and the old one removed. But those works won't be completed until next year. Police have issued a CCTV image of a man after a woman was scammed of hundreds of pounds at a York cash point. She was at the Halifax ATM on Parliament Street when she was approached by a man. He told her the machine wasn't working as it had failed to pay out his money. While he distracted her, he pressed the button requesting £500. When the money came out, he claimed it was his, and the fraud was only discovered later. You can see the picture of the man police want to talk to on our website. And ghosts are returning to haunt York's nights this autumn. The York Bid announced today that Ghosts After Dark will be staged again in November. This will see 70 apparitions glowing in the darkness of York Museum Gardens, along with live ghost storytelling. That's it from me. More updates at yorkmix.com.